Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat dismissed the American veto of a UN Security Council resolution calling on Israel to halt its threats against the Palestinian president. But many Palestinians are reacting angrily to the veto, while Israel welcomed it. Speaking to visiting Palestinian intellectuals and artists in his Ramallah compound, Yasser Arafat said he's not bothered, adding, "We are more important than any resolution." In general, however, Palestinians were angry about the American veto, and some officials said it showed that the United States had lost its position as honest broker between Israel and the Palestinians. Last week's decision by Israel's Security Cabinet to remove Yasser Arafat as an obstacle to peace prompted the Security Council resolution, which called on Israel to halt its threats against Mr. Arafat. American UN Ambassador John Negroponte said the United States vetoed the resolution because it did not also condemn the actions of terrorist groups such as Hamas, Islamic Jihad, and the Al-Aqsa Martyrs Brigades. Palestinian lawmaker Ziad Abu Zayed told VOA he finds the American veto regrettable.
We all condemn any attack against civilians, and we consider it as a terrorist attack. But the United States is trying to insert to the resolution of the United Nations something against Hamas and al-Jihad. I don't think that was relevant or necessary. What was on the table is the Israeli decision. So the United States should have dealt with the Israeli decision, especially when the United States is trying to play a role in this area and claiming they want to bring peace.
Several Palestinian officials have said the U.S. veto gives a green light to Israel to carry out its threats against Mr. Arafat. Not so, says Israeli diplomat Ditza Ofir of the Foreign Ministry's U.N. Affairs Office.
America's position is well known. They have stated it very clearly. I think that the veto has really reflected, A, the commitment to fight terrorism wherever it is. I also think it's the realization that the Security Council is not a place where the conflict can be solved. Whatever differences they are, there is only the channel of dialogue, a direct dialogue.
Israeli officials welcomed the veto, calling the resolution lopsided because it condemned only Israel and not Palestinian terrorism. Sonia Pace, VOA News, Jerusalem.